You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
E hine e, tēnei waiata, ko te kahu, te kaiwaiata. And on the line we have Te Kahu herself. Kia ora e hoa mā, how are you?
Kia ora, so nice to talk to you again.
Oh, it's lovely to chat to you and very exciting because we are getting a first spin on a brand new Te Kahu song this morning, which is called Waikato. What have you been working on, Em?
OMG, I know, I'm so stoked. Well, this is effectively the final song before my debut record for Te Kahu is released.
That's so exciting.
It's really special.
You must be feeling, I mean, we've talked to you about this project quite a bit. It's a really close to your heart project because it's so much about your tupuna wahine and the amazing woman in your whakapapa. You must be feeling quite emotional maybe about getting these songs out there now.
Yeah, I am. Like, even literally on Friday, I filmed the music video for Waikato, and so obviously went back to my papa kāinga, back to Te Puaha, and it was super emotional, even just, like, reconnecting with my awa again, because I haven't seen her since, like, I don't know, just before lockdown or whatever.
Yeah.
So even just spending that time again with like my awa, doing some karakia, everything like that. And then I went up to Taupiri, which is my, you know, maungatapu, where all my nannies are buried, like literally like four generations back. And so I played them the album.
That's
awesome.
I
just wanted to, you know, make sure that I got kind of that blessing and everything like that. So yeah, it is going to be like mega emotional because right now, you know, of course the remainder of the tracks have only been heard by me and my producer and manager. So yeah,
it's a very exciting thing to be I guess on the cusp of sharing that. Waikato is it's a beautiful song, but it's also got a lot of interesting conversations with one of your nannies, and particularly Nanny Mite, who has, you've got some of her pepeha in here. Can you tell us a wee bit about that?
Yeah, so pretty much, like, if anyone doesn't really know, with the whole process of decolonization, which has, you know, been a lot of iwi Māori trying to, regain our tino rangatiratanga or self-governance over our, awa, maunga, everything like that. In, like, the 90s, 2000s, there was, like, a huge movement and kind of force from my iwi, Waikato, and especially our hapu, Ngāti Sipa, to try and get the tino rangatiratanga over our awa, because there was so much like pollutants and pain that was happening to the awa from, you know, farm runoff, everything like that. And so
yeah,
my Nani Mite was like a huge part of that and consulting with the government and the local council to try and give that mana back to the mana whenua. And so yeah, I've included a lot of her quotes in this waiata, And yeah, she's just honestly, her connection with Awa was just so great. Like, I got given this book that was pretty much just written with all of, like, you know, she just said like a bunch of stories and things. And to the point where even after she, you know, birthed my nanny, which was literally at Marae Tauranga Nui, she left my nanny in the Wharenui with her aunties and her mum, and then went, you know, the 50 metres to the awa to bathe and cleanse with Waikato. So yeah, that's pretty much like the deep connection, you know, obviously our people, but in particular my nanny had with her awa.
It's really beautiful and really special to then be able to reflect on that yourself through your music, which is something that is the thread, I guess, for all te kahu stuff we've heard so far, is you are kind of going and paying tribute to these tupuna wahine in your own life, but also, you know, paying it forward a wee bit as well. You're kind of seeding these things into the future a little bit as well. What is the process for you with writing for te kahu?
Well, most of the tracks have been done literally. I just kind of started them and produced them at home, literally in my bedroom. And then I would just, you know, it was pretty much lockdown at the time, would just send them to my mate and my producer, Joel, for him to flesh out the prod and everything. And then I would literally just go into the studio and record my vocals. But Waikato was the only track on the record where Joel and I actually had a jam. And I kind of like gave the reference that I really wanted Al Green type prod, cool. You know? And so then I just sat there and did like a little mumble. And then I went home and wrote the lyrics, and we, like, you know, made the prod a little bit kind of better from there. It started off as Al Green and then turned into what you hear, which is more like Manhattan's
cool.
kind of
yeah,
vibe.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so it's pretty cute. This is kind of like our first kind of collab track, I suppose, where, you know, we actually worked on the melody and the prod together.
I'm super excited to play this for everyone, but I'm also super excited to hear Te Kahu o Rangi, which is the full album, which will be out on the 6th of May. You've been posting a few little snippets of performances with your slightly bigger band. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about who has been your kind of musical touchstones? Who have you been working with while you've been making the Te Kahu project?
Well, it's been super cool. I think that with this project, Te Kahu, it's enabled me to really just, you know, kind of work with some of my fave people and, you know, make sure that I'm including like all of my, you know, iwi Māori and everything like that. So for the most recent performance I did, which I was really blessed to do, it was for Pride. And it was like kind of the idea was that it's been like 50 years since, you know, many of our amazing ancestors had led the march, especially like lesbian ancestors and things like that. So I kind of just, yeah, got to do a little show for that. And I included lap steel guitar, which is really cool. And that's played by my new friend Levi, who's very, very talented. And he literally approached me through Instagram, which was really cute.
That's so good.
Hey, if you need anyone, I'd love to, you know, play for you. And I was like, sure, okay. And it turns out he knows, you know, I think he literally lives with our amazing Samara Lofa and stuff. So he's right in the thick of it. And then Amy, whose stage name is Hina, who's an amazing, another Māori performer. And then also Rebel, who's a really beautiful new friend. She came on tour with Vane and I last year. And she's, again, Māori and an absolute killer, remarkable guitarist.
So
who can play both acoustic and electric. So that's my cute little band. And we're still, like, even expanding because I really do want to, you know, go really, really big for a special Matariki show that I'm, you know, doing, obviously, at Matariki as well. So, yeah, it's really cool.
It's super cool. We've talked about this before because for people listening who maybe are new to your music, they might know your other project, which is Thea, which is much more like pop focused, way more sort of dance floor energy. We've talked about this before, but I always think it's a really interesting conversation about how you differentiate between Te Kahu music and Thea music. Obviously, they sound very different, but for you, is the core of what you're saying, is it all come from the same place?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it does. I just think that, you know, it all comes obviously from myself, but I think the difference is that for the theatre project, I'm a lot more like, I suppose, I don't know, it's just a lot more like angry and passionate and definitely about like, you know, smashing up the patriarchy yeah. and calling out kind of issues like that. But then it's not as if I don't still do that with Te Kahu. I mean, I think that like just literally completely composing in the Reo Māori itself yeah. is kind of a political statement, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But also like some of the tracks, like one of my favorite tracks that's on the album, which I can't wait for everyone to hear, is called Pai Māori, and that's about, you know, the spiritual belief system that my family have followed for, you know, several hundred years, and is really prevalent within Waikato Tainui, and effectively our religion was started by Te Uwahaumini with the idea that it was to, you know, empower our people to resist colonization and land confiscation. So like and in the song, you know, it kind of talks about that and yeah. trying to resist the colonizers, etc. So it's quite political and you know, just in itself. But yeah, sonically, I guess you really do notice a difference because, of course, like, Thea is very much like kind of alt punk pop kind of industrial prod. And then Te Kahu, you know, I try and be like as organic as I can with just utilizing, you know, acoustic kind of instruments and things like that. But I think the thing that ties them together is like my vocals really are, you know, the exact same between the two projects because it's like I'm just obsessed with harmonies and stacks and stuff like that. So you hear some sonic similarities.
Well, thank you so much, Em, for speaking with us this morning about the brand new Te Kahu single, which we're going to get a sneaky first play of right now. So looking forward to hearing the rest of Te Kahu Orangi. Thank you again for chatting with us.
Oh, thank you so much, darling friend. It's really cool to be able to, you know, have this time and support from you.
Oh, kia ora.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BF.
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.